Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God from whom all blessings flow. We thank God for each and every caller on tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. That song said, anoint me, Lord, today. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach and to set the captives free. See, open up the eyes of the blind and open up the ears of the deaf and the mute. And we thank God that the supernatural ability of God is upon us on tonight. The favor of God is on you and your family. The Spirit of the living God dwells on the inside of you. And the anointing, the prophet Isaiah said, is the anointing that destroys the yoke. And there are so many who are yoked up in our culture, in our world, in our society. But we are free because the Bible says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I remember being in bondage. I remember having a yoke around my neck and around my life. I know what it's like, hallelujah, to be mastered by sin and to be mastered, glory be to God, by emotional things that are not of God. So I thank God for the freedom and liberty that he has given you and I. And that's why we pray and continue to pray, because we know that God can do what we can't do. We know, hallelujah, I got excited when I said it. God can do what you and I can't do. And that's why we serve him. That's why we come to him. That's why we continue to believe in him. Because some of us are facing impossible situations, even as I speak. But we know that God is able. Hallelujah. And if God allowed it, you can handle it, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost already. If God allowed it, you can handle it. So be encouraged on tonight. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, Mark said. Also believe in me, as Jesus, amen, was recorded right there. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for each and every caller tonight, each and every person representing your families and your friends and your loved ones. We strongly believe. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. Every Tuesday night, we are praying, believing, interceding, and prayer warriors on this line, believing, hallelujah, that our prayers are touching heaven, that God, hallelujah, hears our prayers, that angels are on assignment according to what we pray and what's on our hearts. He said, bring your prayers and your supplications unto him, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall give you peace. And God knows we need peace in this day in which we're living. There's so much going on when we tell on the television or we talk to someone on our cell phones or on our landlines. As we hear through the grapevine of news of what's happening around the world, we need peace in our minds and peace in our lives. So I thank God as we pray, he continues to give us peace in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a verse of scripture I want to read at the outset, and we're going to go right into prayer, but it's recorded in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. We're going to briefly look at the prophet Elijah. Elijah, before he was caught up in a whirlwind with the chariot of fire, he did not see death. There was no funeral for Elijah because he was a man of God, and God saw it. Hallelujah. He pleased God so that he was taken up. Glory be to God. Taken up into glory, taken up into heaven without seeing death. But in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 22, it says, then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Sometimes you're going to be outnumbered. Sometimes you're going to be outmanned. But God sees, hallelujah, sometimes that so much is coming against us, and he sees right where we are. Verse 23 says, let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood and put it on the fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Verse 27, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for is, for he is a God, little g. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or peradventure he is sleeping and must be awake. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God of Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, O Lord, that this people, watch this, may know that thou art the Lord and that thou hast turned their heart again. There are so many who have turned their heart away from God, and God has the ability to turn people's heart back to him. In the day of Elijah, many of the people of God turned their hearts away from God, away from what they knew to be right, away from the one and true God. And Elijah said, through this miracle that I'm about to perform and manifest and about to give God glory, God, through this, allow the people's hearts to be turned back to you. Verse 38 says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. In verse 41 and verse 43, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And said to his servant, go up and look now toward the sea. And he went up and he looked, and he said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And that last verse admonishes you and I never to give up on God, because God will never give up on us. But I don't want you to miss this. He said, I'm doing all of this at the word of God, and that's why we pray. That's why we try to hear God. That's why we must intune our lives and come to God and petition God and cry out to God and say, Lord, speak to us now. Because there's so much going on. You may have sickness in your body. You may be in deep debt. You may be in deep trouble and with deep problems and deep situations, but we see that even as the man of God not just didn't put the bullock on the wood, but he put water on the wood. He drenched it with water to make sure that there was no voodoo or no magic or no sorcery. He wet the wood, and you and I know that wet wood cannot catch on fire. Elijah did not want the people to get the miracle mixed up. And God, what he's going to do in your life and in my life, people going to know that God is with us. That's why we got to keep praying. That's why we got to keep encouraging one another and praying for one another, because that's how he's going to sustain us in this day. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We thank you for a faithful people who understand the importance of prayer. We thank you, Lord, that many have turned away and turned their hearts from you. But just like in the days of Elijah, he said, I am the only one. He went up against 450 men of the evil one, of the God of Baal. And God, you blessed the man of God for remaining faithful to you. And I thank you, Lord, that sometimes, although it seems like it is not the majority, but it's the minority that's coming to prayer, sometimes it seems like it's the minority that's believing and holding on to your scriptures and your word. Sometimes it seems like we are the minority trying to hold true to what we know to be right. Lord, right now, strengthen your people through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, not by might, not by power, but you said it's going to be by your Spirit. You said, greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. And by the Spirit of the living God, by the anointing of Almighty God, by the supernatural ability of God, you're going to pull us out of debt. You're going to remove sickness and disease out of our bodies. You're going to bring our families back together. You're going to bring, in the name of Jesus, our communities and our neighborhoods back together. You're going to bring your church into order by the Spirit of the living God. So, Lord, we pray right now for churches all over this world, all over this land. We pray for pastors and clergy and ministers and apostles and bishops. We pray for the fivefold ministry gifts, the leaders of your church. We pray, Lord, that you would turn the hearts of your people back to you right now. You said in Malachi, I'm going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the devil in Genesis deceived Adam and Eve, and he's still deceiving people on today. He's still tricking us. He's still lying to us. He's still deceiving so many. So, Lord, right now we bind up that spirit of that lying spirit. Oh, glory be to God. There's a lying spirit in the earth realm. There's a spirit that's lying to us about the plans that you have for us. Your word says, I know the plans and the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. And Lord, the spirit of the lying devil is in the earth realm. And we bind up that spirit right now. And we said the truth. The truth will make us free on today. So, Lord, help the truth to be released in the land today. Help the truth of the word of God. Jesus, hallelujah, you are the truth. The word of God is the truth. That's the only truth in this world. So right now, Lord, you said we shall know the truth, and it is the truth that will make us free. That means we'll know the word. And the word will make us free. That means we'll know the Bible. And the Bible will keep us free and release us from the bondage of this world. So many are yoked up. So many are in captivity in prison on today. So many have unrest in their mind and can't sleep at night and have no peace in their homes and peace in their minds. And we're binding after the power of God. We're binding up that spirit right now. And we're saying, Lord, loose peace over your people. Jesus, you said your peace, you leave with us. And right now, Lord, I don't care how many bills are on the counter. I don't care how many worries are in our lives. I speak peace over every life tonight. I speak peace over every family tonight. I decree and declare, and you said it will be established, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is our portion on tonight. That is our possession on tonight. That's why it's supernatural. It's not going to make sense to our natural mind. In the natural, we should be worried. In the natural, we should be overly concerned. In the natural, we should be overwhelmed. But we have the glory be to God. We are more than conquerors according to the word of God. And I decree and declare over your life right now that your ladder shall be greater, that abundance is your portion. Isaiah, glory be to God, Ahab heard from the prophet Elijah, I hear the sound of abundance. Don't you hear it tonight? Before it manifests in the natural, you got to hear it in the spiritual. There's a whole other realm outside of this natural realm, and you got to hear the sound of abundance. We're in the ninth month of this year, and maybe you had a New Year's resolution. Maybe you started off this year with a dream and something that you wanted to do that has not manifested. But I'm telling you tonight to hang on to your dreams. Hang on to the vision that God has given you. Hang on to the promises of God, which are yea and amen. It's always too soon to quit. It's always too soon to give up. It's always too soon to give in. And right now, Lord, I pray that you give everybody on this prayer line endurance. You give them what we call resilience. You give them, in the name of Jesus, the ability to stand and to do all you can do to stand until. Pastor Rebecca preached a word unto us on Sunday, and she reminded us that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness and powers in high places and rulers in the darkness and wickedness of the air. And she said we got to put on our whole armor on a daily basis. We got to put the shield of faith up that the weapons of the enemy won't penetrate our lives. We got to put on the helmet of salvation to guard our thoughts, the breastplate of righteousness, the preparation of the gospel. We got to carry our sword, which is the word of God. And she reminded us, that's how we get the victory. That's how we get the battle. That's how we can do all we can do to stand. Because let me remind you today, as she reminded us, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He has not changed his M.O. He has not changed his devices. He has not changed his tactics. He's trying to take your marriage. He's trying to take your future. He's trying to take away your money and your good health. But the devil is a liar on tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And we render him powerless. He has no power over you. He has no authority over you. He has no ability, only what God gives him. Jesus said, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. I need to say that again. Found in Luke chapter 10. He said, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. That means the devil has a degree of power, but you and I have the greater power. Oh, believe that tonight, beloved. That means life and death is in the power of your tongue. That means that whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. Jesus said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom, and you and I have the keys. We have the keys to unlock the door to success. We have the keys to win every battle that we face. We have the keys to get out of the situation that we in today. We have the keys, and the open door is right there before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what God has prepared for you and I, because we love him on tonight. And I decree and declare over every life that no weapon that has been formed against you will ever be able to prosper. And that's what Elijah was saying. I'm the only one, and I'm going up against 450 people that don't believe in our God. And he mocked them, and he said, maybe your God is on vacation. Maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe your God is pursuing somebody. Maybe your God is talking to somebody else. And I'm serving a God tonight that never sleeps nor slumber. Oh, get excited. Glory be to God. I said, you and I serve a God that never sleeps and never slumbers. If you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, you can talk to your God. If you're having a sleepless night, you can talk to your God. If you're not in church and the preacher is not preaching, you can still access your God. And, oh, don't you love it? Don't you love the fact that if God be for you, no one can be against you? Jesus said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. He didn't mix words, and he didn't miss the word. He said, never will I leave you. Even though we feel alone sometimes, even though we can't sense him, we can't see him, his word said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And God is not a man that he should lie. Woo! Nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Has God not said it? Has he not performed it? Balaam came to Balak and said, curse the people of God. Curse my enemies. And he said, who God has blessed, I can't curse. Whom God has blessed, no man can curse. And you are blessed. If you're on this prayer line tonight, you are blessed and highly favored. I just came to remind you tonight that you are blessed and you are highly favored by God. Your life may not be perfect, but as you and I look back over our lives, we may not be where we want to be, but I know you can make that declaration like me. I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I gave my life to Christ 20 years ago, and I have made so much progress in my life, 18 years of marriage. I've been on my job almost 3 decades. God has blessed me. We've been in our home for almost 17 years. God keeps making a way out of no way. Our church celebrated 8 years of being a ministry. God has been good to me, and I know you can find something in your life to praise God for. Right now, just praise God for your health. Praise God for your family. Give God praise right now. Lift up your hands at your kitchen table, in your living room, in your bedroom. If you called in and you're driving, give God praise right now for what's going right in your life. Give God praise for your children and your grandchildren. Give God praise for the job that you had to go to today. Give God praise for your church family. Give God praise in the name of Jesus for the money that you do have in the bank and in the retirement savings plan and the retirement that you do have pending. Give God praise that you're not hospitalized. Give God praise in the name of Jesus that he continues to make a way out of no way. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight, and I'm praising God with you. I'm worshiping God with you. You can't see me, but I'm lifting up holy hands to God. I'm lifting up holy hands to heaven. I'm opening up my mouth, and I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Master. Oh, God, you've been so good to me. When I couldn't pay my rent, you still kept a roof over my head. When they repossessed the car, you gave me another car. When they fired me from the job, you gave me another job. When I didn't have enough money, you made a way out of no way. And I'm praising God because I don't want to forget. And I admonish you not to forget. So, Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. Help us tonight to focus on our faith. Help us tonight to lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Your word tells us to delight ourselves in the Lord, and you'll give us the desires of our heart. So, Lord, we want to find joy. Oh, glory be to God. Woo! The joy of the Lord is your strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy cometh in the morning. I know what it's like to cry. I know what it's like to be depressed. I know what it's like to go through. But each and every time God delivers us, each and every time God never fails us, each and every time God comes through for us. So be encouraged on tonight. Keep praying. Keep believing God. Keep the faith in God. The Apostle Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have run my race. I have fought the good fight. And my wife says it often, how she grew up in Newark and how she remember even the days of growing up in Newark, and that's urban America. I grew up in the city of Newark as well, and you had to know how to fight. We came up in an atmosphere, if you couldn't fight, you couldn't survive. So you had to learn how to fight, at least try, or they would eat you up, eat you alive. So we knew what it was like to fight and then learn how to defend yourself and to protect yourself. But now the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And my wife said on Sunday that prayer is a weapon. Oh, glory be to God. I said, you and I are using one of the greatest weapons we have, the power of prayer. So we're going to open up the prayer lines. We're going to open up the prayer lines, and we want to pray. We want to believe God for you and with you. We want to stand in agreement tonight. And if you have a prayer concern, if you have a prayer request, as we open up the prayer lines tonight, I want you to press 1, and we're going to pray. And we're going to take down the enemy together. We're going to bind up that demon off of your situation together. We're going to bind up the adversary and the enemy together. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. In the mighty name of Jesus. She read a scripture on Sunday, when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh, glory. She said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. I say God will raise up a standard. And Pastor Rebecca reminded us that we got to live up to a certain standard. I don't know who that's for. Sometimes we don't give a God our best. And we know we can do better. I got my hands raised. I know I can do better. I know God requires more of me. He always tells me to pray more. He always tells me to meditate and get into my word more. God always requires more of us as a pastor, as an under-shepherd. I have to stay in the spirit. That's why when we pray on this line, my wife and I are humbled. This is not us. We try to remove flesh out the way. We try to decrease and let the spirit of the living God increase in us. We don't play with prayer. We don't play with souls. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So when we pray for you and believe with you, we know that our prayers are effective and powerful. If you have a prayer request tonight, just press 1. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praising. We're going to keep believing God tonight because God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful Savior. That's why we say Abba, Father. That's why the scripture said, hallelujah, in the Lord's Prayer. Just say it with me tonight. Say, our Father, who art in heaven. Come on, y'all, repeat it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have come against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. That amen means I stand in agreement. That amen stands for I heard and I understand. Caller, I see that hand. That amen says, I agree, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. I agree with the Lord's Prayer. Help us to forgive. Thank us. Help us to be thankful for our daily bread. I had breakfast today. I had lunch today. And I blessed my food before I ate it. I gave God thanks. And I'm quite sure that everybody on this line had something to eat today. We got to give them thanks for our daily bread in the mighty name of Jesus. Caller, we see this hand. Again, press 1 on your phone device. Press 1 on your phone device, and we will put you on the air tonight. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Area code 678, we thank God for you tonight. 678, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. I am calling in for a prayer, but first I want to give thanks to God for waking me up this morning, for allowing me to work even though I'm in pain. I'm able to still work. I want to thank God for his grace over my life and for my family, my friends, for this prayer line, for those people that are on this prayer line that are seeking him. I want to thank God for everything that he has done for me and what he is getting ready to do for me. I want to thank God for the strength he has given me to keep going ahead, for the faith that I have in him. And I just want to thank God for just loving me so much and allowing me to see his grace and his glory in my life, and for healing those people that are sick. And I'm asking for a prayer for my sister. She was having, well, she's still having a high blood pressure problem, but it has affected 30% of her kidneys, and I'm praying, and I'm believing in God for that healing of her kidney problem, because I have seen his work. I have seen what he has done for those that has been sick. I have seen his healing, and I want him, and I pray that he does the same thing for my sister, too.
Amen. And Sister Maria, what's your sister name?
Oh, my sister's name is Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're going to lift it up before the Lord on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, according to your word. The word says you remove sickness, you remove disease. And right now we're praying for Sister Maria, Sister Lisa, Lord, for that healthy kidney, Father God, to be in her body right now. Every organ working according to how you designed it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a healthy kidney. We thank you, Lord, that you can turn any situation around. That body is the temple of the living God, and we speak to it right now, and we sing your word and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. The word says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid upon you, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. The word says, you have taken away our sickness and our infirmity, and right now we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, and we speak to her body right now. Lord, we say heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Do a supernatural work, Lord, with the pressure and the situations that her sister is facing, Lord. Remove every stressful situation. Lord, give her peace which surpasses all understanding. Allow the joy to be restored. Allow her to praise you, Lord. Allow her in the name of Jesus to be happy and blessed, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for Sister Maria right now, Lord, that you would encourage her, even as she continues to pray for her sister and her son and her family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you won't fail us. We thank you that we can look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help really does come from heaven above. Oh, there is a heaven, and there is a God who sits high and looks low. You are the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. And right now, we pray to a priest, a heavenly God that hears our prayers. You said you'll satisfy us with long life, and we want Lisa to have a long, healthy life in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for her right now that you will remove every sickness, every infirmity, every affliction, and Lord, do a work in that area of the kidney organ in the mighty name of Jesus. As Sister Maria, she said she saw a mighty miracle, many people in her sister's situation, and God, you delivered them and set them free. And we believe it by faith right now that you're no respecter of person. If you did it for one, you can do it for Lisa. And we believe right now that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe by faith right now. So be encouraged, Sister Maria. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. You are just faithful to the prayer line and faithful to the things of God. And God has so many blessings stored up for you, my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus. So you be encouraging. We're looking for the praise report as it relates to your sister, God turning that health situation around for his good. Amen. And for her good.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Andrew. God bless you. And God bless Pastor.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. That's Sister Maria. We love her. We thank God for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you who call in weekly, first-time callers. We have a lot of callers tonight, and we thank God for each and every family represented on this prayer line. Callers, we see those hands, and we're going to take every call. Again, press 1 on your phone device because I just understand the importance of prayer. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Pastor Rebecca is right here with me, and we thank God for her. Amen. She is right here by my side, and I thank God for my wife who co-labors with me in the ministry, and we come to this Tuesday night prayer. Every Tuesday night, we thank God that we put down everything and pray, and we thank God for you as you have called in and tuned in. But Pastor Rebecca is right here, and she's touching and agreeing with all of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Area code 757. We thank God for you, 757.
Hi,
God bless you.
How are you? God bless you. I was calling in with a prayer request.
Amen. And who are we speaking to?
Sister Rick. Sister Rick.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Rick. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, I was calling in with a prayer request. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
I was calling because I have had to go to court next month for a traffic ticket, and I told the police officer, he said I was parking in a handicapped zone. My mother was with me, and I showed him the parking placard, so he wrote me up a ticket, and then he also summoned me to come to court on October the 20th, and it's called a misdemeanor, too, and he saw my parking placard and everything, so I became an attorney on last week to go to court with me on October the 20th, and I want to pray for vindication. Because he talked to my mother, he knew she was in the mall on the other side. I had walked, spoke to her on the phone, knowing that she was with me in the car. I had a parking placard, but he still wanted to give me a ticket, and then he sent me to court and called it a misdemeanor, too. And he knew that I had the parking placard in my car, and which he saw. I just want to pray for vindication regarding that matter when I go to court for failure, that it be in my favor and the charge I just missed.
Amen. We are definitely going to touch and agree with that.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil, and the enemy tries to work through people. Like you said, you were abiding by the law, and we're going to pray that you will be vindicated as you go to court, trying to be there for your mom, and you guys had the right credentials as far as the handicapped parking.
Yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Rick tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for victory already. We thank you for
thank
a favorable
you,
outcome, Lord, with this misdemeanor and this traffic violation concerning this ticket, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help
Jesus.
It in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you will not have to pay any fines or any fees in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
and Father
Jesus.
God, that you would even touch this officer, Lord, who tried to do this. I don't know what the situation entails, but Lord, if he's in court, allow the
thank
ticket
you.
To be thrown out. Allow,
Jesus.
Father God, his heart to be repentative in the name of Jesus, like
thank
she
you.
Said, Lord. And we believe, Father God, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
you.
That you would stand
thank
up for the righteous. You said we've never seen the righteous forsaken. And right now, even as she goes to court and tries
thank
to abide
you.
By the laws of this land, that, Lord,
thank
she would be vindicated and that
I
right would prevail in the name
thank
of Jesus. So, Lord, concerning this traffic ticket, let
thank
it be thrown out in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus. Let her
thank
and her mother, Lord, not be
thank
bothered
you.
By this situation in the mighty
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Thank
we thank you for victory right now. We thank you for a successful
thank
outcome
you.
In the
thank
mighty
you,
name of Jesus. And
Jesus.
No weapon.
Ooh,
formed against her will be able to prosper, coming against
thank
her finances, coming against
you,
her
Lord.
Peace, coming against,
yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, her belief in you. So, Lord, we thank you that you'll protect her. We thank you that you already put a shield and refuge around her life, that the court system and, Father God, the legal system will favor her in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say it's done. We declare she already got the victory. Hallelujah. Begin to praise God before you go to court. Already thank him for the victory. Thank him for a favorable outcome. Thank him for a judge that's going to show you favor in the mighty name of
Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. So we say it's done. And we just touch and agree with you, believing that you're going to bring us back a praise report that all who was in the wrong concerning that ticket, and like you said, you saw your issues and all the things that you needed, and you tried to present it to him, and he did not want to hear you out. So we heard a testimony, even with Sister Maria, like some things we go to court for, and they couldn't find the ticket and the summons, and it was thrown out, and God, I believe he's going to do the same thing for you. In
ooh,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh, thank glory.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you,
our God works in mysterious ways. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank
he
you,
works
Jesus.
In the, well, you be encouraged and give us that praise
thank
report.
You.
Amen.
I will. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you.
Amen. To God
thank
be the glory. To God be the
thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah. You know, it's nothing like sometimes we go through things, and I always say everything is spiritual. And sometimes the people of God, we get persecuted in so many ways.
and something, that incident that she went through, I had done in my life years ago, got a traffic violation. I went to court and tried to fight it. And you know, I can relate to that situation where you're totally in the right and you still have a police officer that's really just not trying to hear you. So I believe in God with her that she'll have a favorable outcome, because I've been there before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any more callers tonight, we just want you to press one, and we want to touch and agree with you. If you have, a prayer request for someone that's on your heart tonight, we know so many people going through so much, even as it relates to sickness, or as she said, a legal matter, glory be to God, concerning housing and finances. A lot of our kids are going back to school, and before we get off the air tonight, we're going to pray for our college kids. My daughter and my granddaughter want to start in college, and one is going to the 11th grade. And call I see that hand, and we pray for our children at our church on Sunday, some are in nursing school, some are in college, some are in high school and elementary school, and we pray for them and anointed them as they go back to school this year, that they will have a great and successful school year and college year. They go back to the college campuses in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to continue to pray and call her. We see this hand, and we thank God for each and every caller on tonight. Again, press 1, and we will pray with you and pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see this caller, area code 201. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, God bless you. We can hear you. God bless you.
Okay, hi, Pastor Anthony. Hi, Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Sandy. I'm the cousin of Kathy and Kim Tonsil, the Tonsil family. I visited your church a couple of times, and I've been on a prayer line. I haven't been pressing one. I've just been listening to prayer. But tonight I have a special prayer request. That God, I'm praying and I'm believing God that he would heal my heart from emotional hurt.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I just been so hurt inside emotionally, and I'm praying that God would heal me. I'm praying for a healing from emotional damage.
Amen, Sister Sandy. We thank God for you. It is good to hear from you tonight. I do remember you, pastors, right here, and you have been fellowshipping with us a few times, and Kimmy and Kathy and Mother Tonsil are near and dear to us. We love them, and we thank God for all of you, and we're going to pray. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Sandy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for that healed heart. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, even as sometimes she has gone through things that has caused emotional hurt, that has caused her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have her heart be troubled. We know that you are supernatural God, that you have all power, all might, all authority in your hand. We know that you love that. We know that she is your daughter. We know that we know all things that's going on in her life before she utters a word. We know, God, that you know all things, but you said there's power in unity. There's power in agreement. You said in the name of Jesus for us to pray for one another. So right now we pray for her heart to be healed from emotional hurt. We pray right now that you will restore praise in her life, that you will restore the joy of the Lord, which is her strength, that laughter and enjoyment will be her portion. In the name of Jesus, that you will allow her to smile for it and to have merriness in her heart. Laughter is like a medicine. And, Lord, we said in the name of Jesus through your word that you have given her the ability to lay down every weight, to lay down every burden in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, Lord, she feels the burden of things that have happened to her. She feels the burden of other people's actions toward her. She feels the burden, Lord, sometimes of people that she has found disappointment in. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, do a supernatural work in her mind. Give her the ability to take every negative thought captive and make obedience to your word. Negativity tries to come into her life, but give her the power, Lord, to think on heavenly things.
You said to think on those things which are above, to think on those things which are pure, to think on those things which are praiseworthy, to think on those things which are noble and honest, to think on things which are above. So, Lord, give her the ability tonight to not look at the negative and to not focus in on the hurt that people have come against her. People have disappointed her. People have let her down. People have Father God, have come against her for no reason. So right now, in the name of Jesus, encourage our sister on tonight. Strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her her joy back. Restore her praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let her laugh again. Oh, glory be to God. Give her praise in her innermost being in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. He's trying to steal your joy. And we render him powerless tonight. We say the devil is a liar. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God has already restored your joy. And we believe by faith right now, Lord, that it's already done. We believe by faith right now that peace is in her life once again. We believe right now that peace is in her heart and in her mind and in her soul.
Thank
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We don't have even people who understand, people who can't relate to what you're going through. Lord, let her be able to speak to you. When people don't have answers, Lord, let her cry out to you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, you said you'll never leave her. You'll never forsake her.
Yes, Lord.
You said in your words that the joy of the Lord is her strength. You said that it may endure for night, but joy morning.
Yes, God.
You said in your words that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you'll deliver her from them all.
Yes,
I heard,
God.
I hear that, my sister Sandy, I hear that in the prophetic, that God's going to deliver you out of every troubled situation. Receive
Hallelujah.
That on tonight.
Hallelujah.
I speak prophetically
Hallelujah.
Into your life that God is
Hallelujah.
Going to that every, that's right, receive it by faith. God is going to deliver you from every negative situation that
Hallelujah.
Tries to keep you down in the name of Jesus. So receive that tonight.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Deliver.
I receive it.
The psalmist said, oh, taste and see, the Lord is good.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
He is. Yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times. You read and meditate on peace for let that be your scripture for the next
in my
week.
Mouth.
Let that be your scripture for the next week or so, Psalm 34. Meditate on that day and night and get your joy back. Amen.
All right. Oh, amen.
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 God bless you.
Thank
34th
you so
Psalm. Read it from verse 1 to the end and be encouraged.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I got it. Thank you so
God
much,
you.
Pastor. Pastor Rebecca.
Amen.
Thank you. All right.
Amen. God bless you. Be encouraged on tonight.
I will.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Sandy, when you can, try to get back to the creation and pay us a visit. Amen?
I will. I definitely
Amen.
Will. Okay.
Amen. God
right.
bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Amen. Right. Amen. We thank God for her, and we just believe in God, amen, that he can do what man can't do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, just press 1 on your phone device, and we want to pray with you and pray for you. The time is winding down, but we still have time to take another caller in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, just press 1, and we will pray with you and pray for you as we're about to go off the air tonight. We pray that you had a caller. We do see that hand. We pray that everyone had a good holiday on yesterday. It was Labor Day. It's Labor Day week. Again, kids are going back to school, and we're going to pray for them before we go off the air. But we're going to take this next caller in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every caller on tonight in the name of Jesus. Area code 813. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you. 813.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and And Pastor Rebecca, I'm just a little bit emotional here because of Sister Sandy that you just prayed for. And I just want to encourage her to just sing throughout the day and just sing praises to the Lord. And as the praises go up, like the song says, the blessings will come down. And she will get over this, okay? I have felt that. I don't know everything that she's going through, but I know I have felt very discouraged many times. So also want to thank you so much for being such leaders and holding this prayer line. It really is very encouraging, edifying, and thank you. God bless you both. And may the Lord continue to give you the strength and the endurance in that you may continue on as you're doing. Praise the Lord for both of you. And, of course, for my friend Carmen, love her soul. Also, to pray for the leadership of this nation and for our president. I don't know what he's going to do with everything that's going on, but it's very scary at times, but I know that God has a handle on it, and that through this that some Muslims will come to the Lord, because there are many that are coming to the Lord, so that they will realize that Jesus is the only God, the true God, and there is no other by which there is salvation but by the name of Jesus. So that is it. Thank you.
Amen. Let us pray. Now, thank you for those encouraging words. Sister Sandy did hear you, and thank you for that encouragement. Even as you said, Sister Carmen, we love her, and we pray for her as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank Sister Maryam on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she encouraged our sister on the call tonight, being able to relate to going through some time emotional hurt. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for her strength in the Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would even draw her nearer to you and a closer walk with you. Father God, we thank you that you continue to allow her to pray for others,
bringing
her family, Lord, her personal family, Lord, bringing them together with the spirit of love and unity like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do lift up, Father God, the leaders of this great nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, there's never been a time in history where the United States have been faced with some of the things that we're dealing with. So be upon our President Barack Obama. Give him wisdom, Lord. Give him wisdom. Give him, Father God, discernment on what to say, how to say it, that the other leaders around the world, Lord, would do what they need to do to protect this world at large, in the name of Jesus. And like she said, Lord, you have the ability, as we said at the outset, to turn the hearts of those toward you. The Muslim can become a Christian. The atheist and a Buddhist can become a Christian. Father God, the Jew can become a Christian. We were lost before we became Christians. So, Lord, we pray for the lost souls.
We
pray for those who have not made Jesus their Lord and their Savior. We pray for those, Lord, because you said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by and through me. So, Lord, we know that Jesus died for our sins. And, Lord, we want people to give their lives to you as Lord and Savior. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior of the world. And we know that God sent you, his only begotten Son, to save us. So we pray for our president.
We pray for
those who are hurting, those who are feeling lonely and feeling misunderstood. We pray for even our soldiers and our military who protect our borders in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for governors and our Senate and our congressmen, our assemblymen, all of our politicians that lead this great nation. We pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom on how to conduct and run this country and lead this country in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank God for you tonight, and thank you for encouraging our sister on tonight, and you be encouraged as well. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. She always encourages me and my wife and the New Creation Church family. And we thank God for Sister Maryam, a dear friend of Sister Carmen, who's part of our church and our fellowship. And we thank God for each and every caller. And let me pray before I hang up, because I've said it several times, and God has placed it on my spirit to pray for our students. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our students, those at New Creation Church, our college kids, our high schoolers, our elementary schoolers, even those in daycare or going to pre-K or kindergarten. We pray, Lord, that you would give them the right teachers and principals and faculty and staff that would help them be educated this school year. Open up their minds, Lord, that they would excel scholastically and academically, Lord, in the name of Jesus, passing the tests and fulfilling the requirements of the curriculums that they have before them in the name of Jesus. Bless the teachers and the principals, assistant principals, all the coaches and all the people that make up the school system and the educational school system, superintendents of schools, the Board of Education, and every community, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless our college kids, Lord, the professors and the faculty there in the mighty name of Jesus. Even, Lord, allowing education to open doors for our young people, hallelujah, that no man can shut. Let education, Lord, brighten their horizons and, Father God, even enlightening their thinking and allowing them to think, Lord, with a fuller capacity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you would protect them, even our young kids, from the pedophiles and the perverts, the gang activity, and sometimes things that are not of the school system, Lord. Protect them as they walk to and fro to school, Lord, keeping them from incidents and accidents in the name of Jesus. So we pray that they have a prosperous and successful school year in the name of Jesus. And we say it's done, and we say amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go off the air, and we thank God for each and every caller tonight. Hallelujah. Again, our Bible study, we have what we call a platform service Wednesday. Every first Wednesday of the month, we don't have a what you would call a Bible study, but we have a service, and we have 2 to 3 to 4 speakers presenting the Word of God to us. And tomorrow we're going to have such that is the first Wednesday in the month of September. We're going to have testimonials. We're going to have the preach word, and we're going to have the word of the Lord for you and I tomorrow night. So come out to New Creation, 1482 Maple Avenue, tomorrow night at 7:30. It's going to be a powerful service, praise and worship. And again, the word of God is going to come forth along with testimonials. And Thursday night, if you know anyone struggling with addiction or alcoholism or any kind of addictive behavior, tell them about our Most Excellent Way meetings on every Thursday night at 7:30. We're tearing down strongholds, and we're coming against addiction of any kind on Thursday night. My wife and I are working along with 2 other churches, 2 other pastors, and those meetings are powerful, and they are effective. So we thank God for you. And 12:30 on Sunday, it's the first Sunday in the month of September, we're going to have Holy Communion. The word's going to come forth with power on this Sunday. And we're in the 9th month of this year. And again, we just believe that God's going to do something in this month of September that he's not done all the first 8 months of this year. So come out and fellowship with us and worship with us at New Creation Church. Our services start at 12:30 p.m., and God meets us every Sunday we come together. God meets us in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you, and we're going to play James Fortune tonight, I believe, because that scripture that I read at the outset, looking at the life of Elijah, he believed God, and he got a miracle. And you and I need to believe God today, and that we're in the need of a miracle, and if we believe, God will not fail us. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Ma, I see you out there, and I'm praying for you. We love you. We love our mother who calls in, and we pray for Mother Mae Thomas right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would be with her, her children, her household, her grandchildren. Bless our mother, Lord. We love her, and we thank God for her in the name of Jesus. So as we go down from this place and never away from your presence, we thank you that you'll keep us in the name of Jesus. Go in peace, serve God, and listen to the words of this song.
This keeps me going. Amen. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe.
you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.